Sea Changes by Alwyn Weimark, with Anne Bell as Addie and Maureen O'Brien as Lila.
Beaches. God! I think both my Achilles tendons are broken.
Rubbish. You wouldn't be able to walk if they were.
Addie, I am in terrible pain.
Melodramatics again, Nanny says.
She would. Horrible old bag.
Nanny says that's quite enough of that. Thank you very much. Now come along. Best foot forward. Off we go. Moaning and groaning about our Achilles what's-its isn't going to butter any parsnips, is it?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Lila! You can't do wreck butler to Nanny. She wouldn't approve.
Oh, yes, she would. She's mad, that woman.
No, she isn't. She's totally and completely sexless.
Addie, I promise you she goes to rude movies in Soho on her afternoons off.
She does not. She does part-time work as a grave digger. She recites the gravedigger scene from Hamlet while she's doing it. People come from miles around.
God, Wallop.
She does. I should know. I made her up, didn't I?
Well, I'm having a rest.
Oh, all right. It's only about 20 minutes more to the sandy beach, though.
What's the point? It's too cold to swim anyway. Did you manage to pinch any cigarettes, Ed?
Here. Bit bent. Sorry. Dad came in just as I was taking them. Damn. Stupid thing. Quick.
Oh. Here, let me. See? You have to sort of keep your hands sort of curled round it.
Oh, then that's petrified. It'll burn me.
An interesting aspect of your personality, Miss Marshall. Puzzling combination of the abject physical coward Mitt the Bully. Could this be the youngest head girl in 1952 complex?
Oh. Just stop it!
Well, shut up about me being head girl.
Bet you are.
Yes, but it wasn't my fault.
Nanny thinks it's wonderful. She's always swanking you to other nannies in Lion's Corner House.
Anyway, what do you mean, bully? I'm not.
All right. Fun, then.
What?
I take it back!
Good. What I am is a natural born leader. It said so in my report. Adelaide is clear-headed, independent, decisive.
And completely ruthless. You'll probably end up England's first woman prime minister.
No thanks. Capital smoke, this.
What? Oh, capital. I wonder if they'll smoke in California. Probably not. I've heard they're very immature.
Oh, I wish my mother would let me stay behind.
So do I.
If only Nanny was true, she wouldn't allow it.
Emigrate? I don't like the sound of that, I must say.
Oh, if only I was 21 instead of 15, then I could just say no. Where is my spirit of adventure, my mother keeps asking me.
Adventure? She ought to want to settle down at her age. She's 47. God.
Oh, look, Lila. There's the sun.
It'll never break through that lock.
Yes, it will. It is. Look.
It is. Come on, sun. Oh, Addie, doesn't it feel marvellous? I'm going down to the water. Come on. Listen to me, you bloody old Atlantic Ocean. I don't want to go to America. I don't want to go.
Excuse me, did your train come from Gatwick?
Oh, that's right.
Mind out, will you, Dennis? You're going sideways again.
Bloody thing, the wheels are locked.
Oh, there she is. Lila! Lila!
Ouch!
Sorry, was that your foot?
Oh, yes, it was. Oh, my God.
Here's the trolley, Dennis. I'll push. You all right, dear?
Quite all right, thanks.
Addie! A here! Hello! Addie!
I'm coming! Oh, ow! Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Oh,
Addie. What's happened to you?
Nothing. Somebody just tried to break my leg, that's all.
I mean, your hair. It's turned gray.
No, it hasn't.
Addie, I promise you, it has. All over. When did it happen? Why? Was it the divorce? Oh, Ad, how terrible.
Lila, it's only a tint.
You dye your hair gray? Are you insane? Addie, you're only 47 years old.
What are you... Where's your luggage?
Oh. God, he's gone.
Who?
This very small man we sat together on the train. I told him not to. I'm sure he's not strong enough. He's probably lying underneath it somewhere. Oh, look, there he is. Bald and tweeds. Can you see him?
Yes, come on.
My suitcases are like carrying precast concrete. Poor little thing went down on one knee when he started to pick up the big one. Oh, Addie.
What?
I'm so glad to see you. God, I'm so glad to see you.
So am I.
So when did you learn how to drive? You're really good at it. I'm petrified in all this traffic.
I took secret lessons all during the divorce.
Secret?
I didn't want Jerry to know about it in case I failed the test, which I was positive I would. He always said I would be an absolutely hopeless driver, and I believed him, of course. It was a total disaster when he tried to teach me.
Oh, I wouldn't let Don. Husbands teaching wives to drive ought to be against the law, like doctors.
He used to sort of scream every time I made a right turn and call me woman all the time. Oh, my God, woman, what are you doing now?
What a terrible man he was.
Is. And he's not all terrible.
Oh, terrible for you.
Well, and me for him.
What, are you mad? None of it was your fault.
Oh, Lila.
Don't say it. I know. It takes two. I don't care. I'm a side taker. He's a bastard. Does he know about these horrible tenants of yours?
No, my God, no. He'd be absolutely delighted.
Exactly. A bastard. Oh, goody. We're going up Whitehall. God, I get so homesick for London. Do you realize it's three summers in a row I've missed?
Oh, hello, Nelson's column. Remember the man behind us on the 24 bus that time?
No, no, Mother. Big Ben's a clock.
Oh, Lila, listen. I'm very, very grateful to you for coming. I can't tell you.
Oh, do shut up, Ad. I was dying to come over. Anyway, you would have, wouldn't you, if I'd SOS'd you?
Well, yes.
Well,
but...
then. Anyway, I should have been here during the divorce. I wanted to.
I know.
Can't think why I didn't let Don go to Canada by himself. Winnipeg was the pits, I'm telling you.
Really, Lila? Anyone would think you were American.
Oh, I am. Legally. Isn't this a sort of eccentric way of getting to Battersea, Ad?
I have to pick something up in Jermyn Street.
Jeez.
No, handmade shirts. For Lewis.
You buy him shirts?
No, no. He knew I'd be driving down this way, so he asked me to collect them for him.
But you're only driving down this way because of his shirts.
Not at all. It's because of you. I thought you'd enjoy it.
Oh, I am. What does Lewis do, anyway? Apart from making you dye your hair grey.
It isn't grey. It's called silver mink.
A rose by any other name, buddy. It still seems to me like burning your bridges before you get to them.
Oh, I know. He's a hairdresser.
No, he is not. He's a solicitor. Mine, actually.
For your divorce?
Yes, he was absolutely fantastic. Now, Lila, if a traffic warden comes up, say you don't speak English or cry.
Okay. How old is he?
What?
Lewis, how old is he?
He's 60.
You're kidding.
Really, Lila? You...
So that's why he makes you dye your hair. He's trying to make you old before your time to catch up with him.
Honestly, you're so...
No parking, madam.
I'm not parking. I'm just picking something up.
And no waiting.
Honestly, I won't be in...
At any time.
I'm only going to be 1 minute, for God's sake.
Well, if that's your attitude, madam...
Stop! I'm going! Why can't they ever be a little bit human? Lewis is going to be furious.
Good God, woman. Where are my shots?
He's not a bit like that. He's sweet.
And 60.
60 is not old, Lila. In 13 years' time, you and I will be 60.
And in 33 years, we'll be 80. Why couldn't you get yourself a nice young boyfriend and be his older woman?
Get how? Where? Anyway, even if I could, it would upset Charlie to have his mother running around with somebody his own age.
I bet it wouldn't, but he'd be delighted for you.
Did he and Roberta get married yet?
No, nope. They say they can't see the point.
Oh, that's just how mine are about marriage. Imagine us saying that to our parents.
No.
Well, Lewis isn't married, is he?
No, he's divorced too, 10 years ago. He's quite young-looking, as a matter of fact.
Has he got silver mink hair?
Well, it's sort of white, but he wears it very short, or practically shaved. It looks terribly attractive. And he's got a moustache.
White?
Yes, it is. Yes. He's rather Hemingway-looking, as it happens.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and he's terribly fit.
Well, if he's so macho and everything, and a solicitor, why doesn't he get these terrible Nelson people out of your house?
He thinks I exaggerate about them, but I don't, Lila. I really don't. They're awful. They're ruining my life.
Welcome, ladies. For you, Mrs. Spencer. For you and your friend.
Well, we stored a few flowers just to say hello.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, you shouldn't have.
I couldn't resist them. I said to Mara, didn't I, when we were jogging past the florist. Now, who do those lovely pink blooms remind you of? Mrs. S.
Yes, he did. Although, to be quite honest, I couldn't understand a word until the third time he said it. By which time we were well past the florist and nearly to the lights. But we jogged straight back and got them. Don't they look real?
Absolutely. Amazing.
Well, it's wonderful, really, what they can do. No watering, of course, and you can just give the petals a wipe with a damp cloth.
Fantastic.
I do so frequently think the main thing about flowers is they're such a bother, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is Mrs. Franklin. Lila, Mr. and Mrs. Nelson. From upstairs...
Whereas you are from over there, am I right, young lady? Eh? Sunny California?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
How do you do?
We've heard so much about you from Mrs. S. All the gory details.
Oh, yes, indeedy.
Yes, indeedy.
Well, we'd better be getting these suitcases inside.
Oh, by the way, it's class again tonight, Mrs. S, or ce soir, I should say. Are you coming up for it?
Well, it's Mrs. Franklin's first evening.
Well, bring her along. The more the merrier.
Bonnie day, Mara. Jolly bonny day.
Class?
Oh, a French conversation. You know, just a few of us on a Wednesday evening jabbering away. Nice gang, though, aren't they, Mrs. S?
Oh, very nice. Awfully nice people.
We managed to persuade Mrs. S to come up to our first... Well, I say persuade. Victor downright bullied her into it.
Gave her the old 1-2, didn't I, Mrs. S? No. Dug in apart. I knew a lonely lady when I saw one, Mrs. Franklin. And what I've always said is we have to leave the heartbreak behind in life. Move on. Am I right?
Well, absolutely. Yes. Well, come on, Lila.
We expect you both, then. 8 o'clock?
Well, actually, my son and his girlfriend are coming to supper.
Another excuse. Oh, she's a truant, Mrs. Franklin. You're a terrible truant, aren't you, Mrs. S?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, next week, then. Promise?
Promise. Now, Lila, if you can take those ones, I'll just bring the big one.
All right.
Fine. Thanks.
Oh, I only wish I could help.
It's his sacrum. Shall I take this little one for you?
No, I've got a free hand. Thanks.
Oops, forgot your flowers.
Oh, goodness. Must forget them. Could you just put them on the... Fine, got them. Well, cheerio for now.
Bye-bye.
Au reservoir.
Oh, Victor, you're terrible.
Oh, my God. I'll kill them. One day I really will kill them. Lila, it is not funny.
I'll have to wear lipstick, you know.
They couldn't make you.
Addie, I'll be different enough already. They'll all despise me. God. And Bobby socks.
They wear blue jeans to school. That could be quite nice.
With this bum?
Language, please.
What would she call it?
Your sit-me-down, of course. Beverly Hills High School. I just don't believe you could go to something called that. It sort of doesn't seem possible. Do you have one of those cardigans with a big B on the back?
Of course not. Girls only wear those if they're going steady. With a football player. Don't you remember that James Dean movie?
Well, perhaps you will, and get engaged, and then... Married him.
You mad? I wouldn't dream of marrying an American. I probably won't get married at all, actually.
Don't be silly. Of course you will.
I might just live in sin with somebody.
Codswallop, you never would. You'd never have the nerve. Anyway, marriage is much more reliable.
Not necessarily. People get divorced, don't they?
Divorced? That's only film stars. The way I see it is, if you're married, you're sure of having at least one person who'll always care about you, no matter what you're like.
Unless they die, like my dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama.
That's all right. I told you, I don't even remember him.
I wonder why your mother didn't ever get married again. People that old do sometimes.
I don't know. I wish she had, in a way. Then she'd be settled down and we wouldn't be going to America.
Well, anyway, she promised you could come back and stay next summer. That's one comfort.
A whole year, Addie.
I know.
Do you want to know how the Beverly Hills High School graduation hymn goes? I've only learned the beginning. It's so repellent. It's in that handbook they sent me.
Go on.
3 years ago, in great expectation, we came to Beverly High. We stretched our wings and with dedication strove to learn how to fly.
I simply don't believe it.
Well, it's true. 3 years ago, in great expectation, I came to Beverly High.
Do you mean to say they all stand up in public and actually sing that?
Indubitably.
God.
You don't want coffee, do you, Charlie?
No, but can I have the rest of the pudding?
Yes, go on. Pass the cream to Lila.
No, thanks. I'm having mine black. Beat the jet lag.
Roberta, coffee for you?
Yes, please. What time is it in California now?
I suppose, 1:30 in the afternoon, about. It's 8 hours. I don't know why it's always worse coming from there to here.
Well, you've sort of lost a day, haven't you? Do you want one of those chocolates?
Yes, indeedy.
Oh, don't.
Sorry, Ad. He really is very horrendous, that Victor. Those terrible little eyes swiveling about.
Myra's worse, really.
Why? What did she do?
It's not so much doing as being. She's so incredibly stupid, it makes you want to sob. Oh, God, I'm so ashamed of myself for despising them.
The lapsed Catholic speaks.
It just is wrong to despise people, Lila. It may well be the sin against the Holy Ghost.
Oh, I always thought that one was probably despising yourself.
Roberta, are you a Catholic too?
Was.
God, I'm surrounded.
Well, I don't count, really. I refused to be confirmed.
You mean Jerry refused for you? The only child we had. And after swearing he'd let you be brought up in the church. So typical of him backing out of us.
Mum.
All right.
Not a side taker, huh?
Friend to both parties.
Very laudable.
It is, isn't it?
I always used to envy Ad being a Catholic. It seems so terrifically secret and exotic. Confession and genuflecting and crossing yourself with holy water. So sort of un-English. Of course, she was forever swanking about it, even the first time we met.
I did.
Yes, you did. 9 years old. I'm R.C., you know. I hadn't the faintest idea what you meant. R.C.? Some kind of unspeakable disease, I thought.
Well, funny
Charlie.
Okay.
Why do you mind if you don't believe it anymore?
I don't not believe it. Well, most of it. Anyway, quite a lot of it. There's just bits I can't manage.
Like love your neighbour.
Oh, stop.
How long have they been here?
Nearly 3 months.
Didn't anybody else answer your advertisement?
About 1,000 people did, but the Nelsons were the first.
Why didn't you just tell them you'd already let it?
How could I, Roberta? I just told them on the phone I hadn't.
Her. She phoned.
She sounded nice on the phone. She really did. Well, she is. That's the terrible thing. They both are.
They are not. They are absolutely awful.
Yes, I know that, Lila, I know. But they're also honest and kind and generous and reliable and intolerant. And what they are is good. They are really good people. Oh, if only I'd said no to them.
Well, why didn't you? You could have.
I couldn't, Charlie. You don't understand. For one thing, they are so awful in every way. I was embarrassed for them. So I was incredibly friendly and wonderful to them because I was so nervous they'd realise I couldn't stand them.
Sounds very neurotic to me.
No, it isn't. I do that.
You don't.
Yes, I do. Not liking people makes me feel guilty.
Is that a sin?
Well, judge not.
Yeah, but you don't judge semolina pudding, do you?
I like semolina pudding.
You would.
Turning down the Nelsons would have been judging them, in a way, saying they weren't good enough for me, which would mean I was better than them.
Over-scrupulousness is a sin.
I'm not being Charlie. Surely you must see that. The clear implication would be that I thought the Nelsons were inferior.
Well, you do think they're inferior.
I do not. How can you say that, Charlie? Of course I don't. I just... Oh, God.
You're not supposed to like everybody, Addie. Even Catholics don't have to do that.
I know, but... Oh, I wish the Sandersons hadn't left. We hardly ever saw them. I see the Nelsons about 25 times a day.
I've never met them.
Pray that you never do.
Well, why are they so awful? How, I mean?
They're like two amazingly jolly praying mantises. I'd be just like Ad with them, I know I would. He called me young lady. And he's easily, what, 10 years younger than me, don't you think, Addie?
They are ageless. They were born looking exactly the way they look now, and they can never change. You can tell that by his Adam's apple and her finger waves. Do you know... They come into this kitchen every single morning at 8 o'clock.
No. Why?
What for? On their way to jogging to see if I want anything from the shops. I never, never do. 8 o'clock. Just when I'm trying to get some kind of handhold on the day. I hate talking to anybody when I first get up. It's like a nightmare. They come through the side door into the garden and they tap on the window and make terrible smiling faces.
God.
Don't go into the kitchen. Hide.
You can't hide from the Nelsons. They're destiny. They're the hound of heaven. I'm their brother. They're my keeper. Anyway, I've tried hiding. If they don't find me in the kitchen, they go back upstairs and phone me. They worry about me. They're sorry for me.
Why?
Oh, the divorced woman, lonely, rejected, abandoned, all that.
That's crazy. You divorced Dad. He didn't want to leave at all, did he? I mean, if anybody abandoned...
Charlie, don't.
All right, yes. Sorry. But what a bloody cheek. Why don't you just tell them to piss off and leave you alone?
Don't be so stupid, Charlie. How could I? They think they're my dearest friends. Besides, I'm in debt to Victor.
You borrowed money from him?
No. I let him unblock the sink for me.
Oh, well.
And then he re-insulated the boiler, changed the washers on all the taps, painted the back door, put up a new shelf in the larder, sharpened the lawnmower and fixed the TV aerial. He can mend anything. And I can't stop him doing it, and he'll never let me give him any money, not even for materials.
Well, that sounds okay. Free handyman.
Free? I'm paying with my life.
Oh, come on, Mum. Don't exaggerate. It's not that bad.
You sound just like Louis.
I know. Why don't you tell the Nelsons you're selling the house?
Roberta?
Tell them, I said. I'd just tell them you are. Then they'd have to get out.
But of course!
Why didn't I think of it before? This place is much too big for you now, Addie. You could really sell it. That's the answer. Sell the house and move.
Yeah, here.
I bloody well won't, and I don't want to, and I won't.
Addie, there's no need to...
I want to stay in this house. This is my home. I've lived here for 19 years, and I don't want to leave it, and I won't. Why should I? It's where I belong. I don't want to find my own space, and I don't want to make a new life for myself either. I don't need a new life, and I wish everybody would stop going on and on and on about it. I'm staying here, and I don't want to sell this house, and I won't do it.
Bravo. Oh. Everything of setting you to music, Addie.
Oh, Louis, I didn't hear you come in.
You wouldn't have heard an army battalion come in.
Oh, sorry. Was I shouting?
She's shouting. Evening all. Ah. You must be the lovely Layla.
Lila, actually.
Terrific to meet you. Charles, my boy, and how's little Bert?
Very well, thank you.
Hello, Lewis.
So, where's my pudding, Addie?
Oh, my God, I forgot. Charlie finished it.
Have some coffee.
Yes, do, Lewis. I'll get you a cup. Oh, I'm so sorry. Have some food. Have a chocolate. I'm such a fool. I can't...
Any brandy?
Yes, of course. Charlie, get the brandy.
Righto. Sorry about the pudding, Lewis.
Lemon meringue pie, was it?
Yes, it was.
Mm. The one dessert she does well. Oh, well, there you go. I tell her to make it, and she gives it all away. I said I'd be popping in. Silly moo, she never listens. Have you noticed that about your childhood chum, Layla? She never, never listens.
Well, I can't say I've ever noticed.
Common failing with women, I find.
I couldn't disagree more. In my experience, it's much more likely to be men who...
Sorry, but sexist again. Thanks, Charles, old man. Cheers. Well, I mean, you were all listening to her, weren't you? Didn't have much choice. When Addie blasts off, she really blasts. No, seriously, though, it's not fair to guess her about the house. way I see it, if she doesn't want to sell, she doesn't have to sell. She's got a right to make her own decisions. Her house, her life, her business, right?
Oh, Louis, how sweet you are. Oh.
And next time you don't save me any pie, I'll really spank you.
Oh, honestly, Louis, you're...
Could I have some of that brandy? Oh, this is so lovely. Oh, do you know that theory about how a really hot bath is equivalent to an hour's sleep?
How could it be? I mean, scientifically.
I don't know. But if you believed it works, then it probably would give us a bit more of that brandy, Ad.
Oh, God, I must go to bed soon. I'll go to sleep in here. Oh.
So, he's got a key, huh?
Who?
Who? Lewis. You didn't tell me you cohabited.
We don't. He doesn't live here. Some nights he stays, that's all.
But not tonight. Because he didn't get his lemon meringue pie.
Oh, don't be silly. He said he had an early morning meeting.
Oh, so he did. I do feel quite tight now. There is nothing worse than a drunken woman in the bath. Is he good in bed?
None of your business.
Don't be ridiculous, Ad. Of course it's my business. I'm your best friend. So what's he like?
Capital, thanks.
Capital. Oh, dear. Capital nookie, this, what?
Anyway, I don't think sex is all that important in a relationship at our age.
Oh, so he's not so hot.
Really, Lila, I... Well, that's the problem, you see. He thinks he is. Prides himself on his technique. He's very energetic and inventive. Makes me feel rather self-conscious. I'm never sure I'm doing the right thing or what I'm supposed to do next. And we never talk, you see. I'm enduring.
You're kidding.
Absolute silence, I promise you.
Not even little appreciative noises?
Oh, well, yes, I do a bit of that. I'm quite good at the sharp indrawn breath followed by a little moan. And Louis sort of snorts.
How monstrous you are, Addie. Mm-hmm. I wonder if men talk like this about sex. You could always ask Louis, of course.
Oh, I will. Do you like him?
Very much.
You don't? I knew you didn't.
Wait, stop it. I did. I do. But I can't understand why he won't help you about the Nelsons.
It sort of drives him mad when I go on about them, actually, so I don't.
Oh.
Well, you can't blame him.
No, no.
Besides, the whole thing makes me look such a fool.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does. A fool and a coward. The moment I saw them, I knew I didn't want them here, but I took them. I can't bear the way they never stop invading me, but I let them. I haven't got any willpower, Lila.
Who could with the Nelsons?
But it was my fault. I did it. She caught me crying in the garden, you see.
Oh, Addie. Crying about what?
I don't know. Everything. Nothing, really. Oh, stupid. The final decree came through that day, and I was just feeling, well, you know, and the waste of it all, and really realizing I was going to be on my own. Alone, and remembering Charlie when he was little, and Jerry and I were happy, and just sort of generally feeling empty and lost and all that, and old, you know.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, there she was beside me, Myra, absolutely thrumming with compassion. She'd been looking out of their window, and she saw me and bustled straight down, of course. Oh, it was all so shaming. And I tried to stop crying, and I just couldn't, and I poured everything out to her like a complete idiot.
God.
Yes, well... She told it all to him, of course, and now I'm their sort of vacation in life.
Addie, we have got to get them out of here.
Do you really think we can?
Never mind about think. We're going to.
But how?
Hate will find a way, Buster. Now, take this glass. I'm going to get out.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Addie.
What?
Are you in love with Louis?
No. I mean, yes, probably. Oh, I don't know.
Does he want you to marry him?
I've absolutely no idea. I'll get you one of the big towels from the airing cupboard.
Oh, Hosanna. Cream cheese and jam.
You can't say Hosanna about sandwiches.
I can. I'm an atheist. Celery. Oranges. Chocolate biscuits. Cabbage.
respectable woman, your mater.
What? Well, she's not too dusty in the old kitchen department.
Here, put it all on my towel so it won't get sand on it. Oh, delish.
What a marvellous swim. Shall we go in again later?
If the sun stays out. There's some clouds over there.
Yeah, but there's a huge piece of blue first.
This is turning out to be the best day we've had yet.
I wonder what it would be like to be a nun.
Terribly boring. Chuck us a chocolate biscuit.
I don't know. Might be rather a relief in some ways. Clear cut. We'd have a much better chance of fighting Satan.
Nobody believes in Satan nowadays.
I do.
You're potty, Ad. You can't. You don't have to, do you? I mean, they wouldn't, what you call it, excommunicating if you didn't, would they?
No, but I just do. Will you ever baptise, Lila?
Certainly not. My mother's a free thinker. I suppose he was, too.
Oh, well, you'll go to limbo then when you die. Father Whelan says it's very nice. Mostly babies and peaceful savages.
I don't know how you can believe all that stuff. It's insane.
No, it isn't. It's theology. Why should you be right and somebody like Thomas Aquinas be wrong? Anyway, I'm luckier than you when you think about it. At least I've got God and the devil interested in me. Everything I do, everything I think, even.
What a repellent idea. I'm glad I don't.
Yes, but can't you see, Lila? It means you matter.
And I don't, I suppose.
Well, I believe you've got God and the devil interested in everything you do.
What a cheek.
I do think we wish to have the Almighty being called Cheeky. Thank you very much, Nanny says.
I meant you. I know he's not there. You wouldn't ever become a nun, would you, Ad?
No. I should think I'd loathe it, really.
Well, thank God for that.
Thank who?
How would you like a swift punch in the kidney?
I won't. Thanks awfully.
I shouldn't think your father, who's it, would be very pleased to hear you say you believe in God just because he makes you feel important.
I didn't mean important that way. All I meant is it stops you feeling pointless and a nothing.
Do you?
Sometimes. Don't you?
Never.
That's because you're so arrogant and vain and conceited.
Me? Conceited? Arrogant? Vain?
If the shoe fits, put it on.
No, no, I insist. You put it on.
Please, I implore you, put it on. Put it on.
I couldn't possibly. The shoe is for you. You put it on.
Do you realise? When you've gone, there won't be a single person in that whole school I can talk to.
S is anonymous.
No, no, Mrs. Nelson. X. X is anonymous.
I'm not sure I'd...
Well, it's only a working title, really. For fundraising purposes.
Oh, I see.
I knew you would. And I'm sure you, of all people, can understand how vital it is for her to feel useful, to have an aim in life. A sense of purpose is so important. Don't you agree?
Oh, I do, but I still don't...
And by helping them, she'll learn how to help herself, you see?
Them?
Well, other divorced women. Exes.
Oh!
This room will be perfect for the group work. It's nice and big. Then the bedroom for the special consulting. And the dining room can easily be converted into an office.
But Mrs. Spencer said nothing to us. She hasn't mentioned a word about all this.
You've hit on it exactly. How sensitive of you to spot it.
Oh, well.
That's just what it is. She's worried about asking you to leave. But I've said to her, Mr. and Mrs. Nelson will simply be overjoyed to help you. They would never stand in your way. I said they understand. They are loyal and caring people.
Oh, well, yes, we are, both of us.
They'll consider it a privilege, I said to her.
Well, of course, we'd certainly...
Of course you would. Goodness, would you and Mr. Nelson ever be the cause of dashing her hopes of a new life?
Oh, no, never.
That's just what I told her.
Yoo-hoo, Mrs. S.
Hell's bells and buckets of blood. Hello, Mr. Nelson.
Myra's just been telling me about your project.
My what?
Project. Nana, if you told me you wanted weeding done, I could easily have done it over the weekend.
But I like weeding.
Oh, that's very good. Now, I took the liberty of telephoning Mr. Binder.
Lewis? Why?
And it transpires that he too has been left in the dark.
I don't think I
Mrs. S., it is not a good plan. I have to say this, and believe me, I am not thinking of Myra and myself, but of you. It is not a good plan.
What?
Shall I tell you why?
But I don't know.
You don't have to say it. Not to me. I understand. Yes, you're going to tell me that this is something you care about very, very deeply. Of course it is. It has loomed sadly large on your horizon, though may I say parenthetically that it will pass. You will put these feelings behind you. The skies will clear.
Wait a minute. I really
However,
don't know.
However, the key word here, and I'm afraid I have to be cruel to be kind, the key word is morbid.
Morbid?
Yes, yes, morbid. I'm sorry. That is the word. I said so to Mr. Binder, and he agreed with me.
Mr. Nelson, stop. Now,
no,
I don't
no,
know.
No, 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 no. Let me finish, Mrs. S. Now, I was afraid it would hurt, but surely you must see that surrounding yourself with these women, many of whom will be bitter, vindictive, full of hatred, or they're not all gentle creatures like you, Mrs. S. You ask Mr. Binder. I mean, he knows what it's his life's work, isn't it?
Mr. Nelson...
I mean, the very name of the project has a sad and sinister ring, you must admit. X is anonymous.
X is anonymous?
Dear, dear, yes. I mean, as soon as Myra told me what Mrs. Franklin had been saying to her...
Mrs. Franklin?
Yes, yes, she told Myra all about it this morning.
Oh, I see.
I mean, what amazes me is how you ever dreamed up such a grotesque idea in the first place.
Lewis, do stop going on at her about it. Have some more sherry.
Well, a quick one. We ought to be going. More for you, Layla.
It's not...
Oh, well, here you are. Where'd you get this, Addie? Tastes a bit Christmas pudding-ish to me.
Does it? Sorry. It's on special at the off-license. He said it was a good one.
Well, he's got his living to make, like the rest of us. But I must have told you a dozen times he's a useless little man. Cheers. I still say that anybody who could conceive of bringing numbers of divorced women together in a confined space needs their head examined. The divorced female of a species is dangerous and savage. Not you, sweetie. You couldn't be dangerous if you tried.
Oh.
Why couldn't she?
Lila, don't...
Anyway, I didn't make it up. We have them in California.
Oh, California, the land of the golden screwballs, my God.
I don't see why it's so ridiculous.
You're joking.
What's wrong with women who all have the same kind of problems getting together and talking about them? I suppose it would be all right if it were men.
I can assure you men wouldn't want her.
Oh, I see, because they're all so
together. Anyway, Lila, can you really see me running one?
You could. If you wanted to, you could.
I'd drop her like a hot potato if she did.
Would you?
You bet your sweet ass, baby.
Ouch. Well, I never meant Addie to really start. One, it was just a way of getting the Nelsons out.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, Lewis.
The Nelsons do not need to be a problem, Addie. You make them into a problem.
I know I do. You're right.
Well, then, so just let's drop them as a topic of conversation, all right? I mean, my God, I had him waffling and twittering on for half an hour on the phone this afternoon. I've had that man up to here.
Exactly.
What?
Where should we go for supper? Where would you like to go, Lila? What about Chinese?
I won't come, thanks, Addie. I've got a bit of a headache.
Quite sure?
Quite.
Oh, Lila, come on, do.
No, honestly, I'll make myself an omelette.
Oh, but
I'll be fine, Addie, really.
Now, who's nagging her? Come on then, Addie. Good night, Layla.
I feel awful leaving you.
Don't be daft, Ad. Three's a crowd. And anyway, I have to get an early night. I'm getting up at 7.
Enjoying it?
Wonderful.
Once you get used to it, you'll never want to give it up.
I bet.
You know, you really should think again about the plastic cling wrap. We wind it around the entire torso, don't we, Myra? Over the undies and under the woolies.
Oh, the sweat just pours off you. All the toxins sluice right out of the system.
I'll try it next time. Mr. Nelson, you haven't said what you think about...
What, your guest house idea?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll say one thing for it. It's better than the last idea. Or should I say, the X one?
Huh? Oh, I see what you mean. X.
Now, you're not to be unkind now, Vicky. You must look.
Mrs. Franklin's doing her best. You're a true friend, Mrs. S. Mrs. Franklin, trying to arrange her future. I think it's so lovely and touching.
Well, I only want to help her to move away from the heartache. The way you said, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, careful, light. Oh. No, 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 don't stop, Mrs. Franklin. Don't stop. Keep running on the spot.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's it. Good. Very good. One, two, one, two. Up, down, up, down. Oh, off we go again.
Oh, no. No, please. You go. I'll just sit here and rest for a bit.
No, 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 no. We wouldn't dream of leaving you behind. Apart from the fact it would be a very real health risk.
Oh, catch your death. One, two, one, two, one. Body heat's right up, you see. Sweat drying on the skin.
Now, now, Mara, ladies don't sweat. Ladies glow. Come on, up you get, Mrs. Franklin. That's it, that's the way. Come on, into the middle with you. Take her arm, Mara, come on. That's it, that's got you. Now, you just lean on us, all right? Don't worry, we'll take the weight. You just follow the rhythm. Right, one, two, one, two, and off we go.
Oh, spoiled your jock.
Oh, not a bit of it. It was us. We brought you too far your first time, didn't we, Victor?
Absolutely, our fault entirely. After all, not all you California girls can be Jane Fonda, eh?
Oh, Victor, that's not fair. Jane Fonda's much, much younger.
Not much, much. Just much.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Now, about this scheme of yours, Mrs. Franklin, I think it's smashing.
You know? Really?
Yes, indeedy. Oh, by the way, I meant to ask if you and Mrs. S will be popping up tonight.
Tonight?
Ah, n'oubliez pas votre promis.
Don't forget your promise.
Ah, c'est vendredi soir ce soir, vous savez.
It's Wednesday night. Oh, not vendredi, Victor. Wednesday's Mercury Day.
No, I don't think so, Mara.
No, honestly, Victor, it is. Lundi, mardi, mercredi, vendredi, jeudi, samedi, dimanche.
You're right. Vous avez raison. Well, what about it, Mrs. Franklin?
We'd love to come. Of course. Of course we will.
What are you making?
Oh, I thought you were asleep.
I was. What time is it, do you think?
I don't know. Three-ish, maybe.
Oh, good. We've got hours. I hope I'm getting a sunburn. What is that, anyway?
I don't know, really. I mean, it's nothing. I've always made them at the seaside.
But it was all white.
Yes, that's the point of it. Only white shells and white stones. They can be quite hard to find.
Is it going to have walls?
No, I never make the walls. I just sort of imagine them. And the roof and the windows and everything, I only make the floor.
Could be the floor of a church. Or a temple or something, couldn't it?
No, it isn't supposed to be anything you could say what it is. I mean, like a house, even. It's just a place. When I was little, I'd imagine me being inside it. I always thought there would be vines with white flowers hanging from the ceiling and music playing, probably. Certainly.
There it is, isn't it? It's nice. It seems a little bit lonely, though, to me. But having this place with the flowers and the music and all that, and you being the only one living in it.
It wouldn't be to live in. It would be just a place you could go to when you felt like it, and nobody else would know.
White. All entirely white.
Yes.
Perhaps if we go to the seaside in California, I'll make some out there, shall I?
Oh, yes, do. Seems a bit sad in a peculiar sort of way.
Oh, Hattie. Sad, sad. I'm mad. You're a cad. Call your dad.
It's a fad, calling dad by gad. It's too bad. He's a lad. You'll be had. He'll be mad.
Out, out, you're out. I did mad already. And dad.
Well, you said sad twice.
I didn't say it twice. I repeated it for dramatic effect. You know nothing of Sturm und Drang, you poor fool.
If I'm a fool, it's because of the company I keep.
No!
Lila, don't.
No! It's not fair, Diddy. No! Take it back. Take it back.
Je pense que la télévision est un mauvais choix pour les enfants.
Oh, oui, oui, c'est vrai, Miss Gibson. Oups, pardon, mademoiselle Gibson. Mais il y a des programmes bons sur la TV.
Des bons programmes, Victor, je pense.
How long does this go on? Hours. You wanted
je
to go
on. Je pense que Shakespeare est un poète merveilleux.
Oh, absolument, absolument. Vous avez raison, Madame Johnson.
Mais oui. J'aime beaucoup le film Richard Troisième avec l'ange...
excusez-moi.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, Monsieur Carr?
Parlant du cinéma, ma femme et moi allons souvent voir des films. Après le déjeuner, nous allons au coin de notre rue et montrons dans un omnibus. Après 20 ou 25 minutes, nous arrivons au cinéma. Nous avons vu beaucoup de films très intéressants. Quand le film est fini, nous avons une glace. Et après ça, nous rentrons chez nous. Ma femme va aux cuisines et... Pardon?
Thief, I said. Voilà. Thief. Oh, my goodness. Mon Dieu, I mean. You've taken that story out of Living French in a Fox. I've got that book at home. You've just put you and your wife in instead of Monsieur and Madame Duval's book and learned it off by heart. It is an outright cheat.
How dare you?
Oh, what a shocking thing. Dear,
Well, I'd say it's time for our usual cup of tea, eh? Yeah? Own tasse de thé, everybody?
It's a shame only Mrs. Gibson would stay. Of course, Mrs. Johnson is very, very highly strung, very volatile for her age. You mustn't think all our Wednesday evenings are like this. We're usually ever so harmonious. Could I just have that plate, Mrs. S?
Oh, yes, sorry. Let me help you wash up.
Oh, no, you sit tight. I know you want to have a chat with Victor. What a shame about your new scheme, Mrs. Franklin.
Shame?
About it not being workable, I mean.
But Mr. Nelson, you said it was a good idea.
Oh, and so it is. We were very impressed with it, weren't we, Myra?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes, but I did a little research this afternoon, you see, just to find out how to get it off the ground.
That's another terrible thing about them. They're so mad about each other. The perfect marriage. Where did we go wrong?
We? Yours is all right.
Well, it is and it isn't. Don's so considerate and dependable and... predictable, I could scream sometimes.
Never my problem.
Do you know what I think was our sort of stumbling block in life, yours and mine? Lack of fathers.
I had one, even though he wasn't around much.
Exactly. You hardly ever saw him. Under-fathered, female-only children, you see? Fatal. So I married a father, and you married just the opposite. Would you say Don was henpecked?
Oh, no. Well, a bit. Mm. No, not henpecked, it's the wrong word. Dominated. But he likes that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, I think. And I suppose I like doing it, though there are times. It's funny when you think about it.
You were always the bossy one. And now I'm a dominator and you're a dominatee.
Spineless, do you mean?
No. Not spineless. Submissive. A yielder.
I am not.
Certainly you are. Look at the men you pick.
Lewis isn't a bit like Jerry.
Oh, yes, he is. He's always bossing you around and putting you down, just the way Jerry did.
No, he isn't.
Oh, come on. And you must admit you do an awful lot of the humble handmaiden number with him.
Don't be absurd. Of course
yes,
I don't.
Yes, you do. You wait on him hand and foot. And you're forever, endlessly apologising to him.
Bloody well am not.
You are. You let him walk all over
you. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, yes? Do you ever disagree with him? Ever?
Of course I do, often.
I have never heard you.
This is so typical of you. You're
well, go
always...
go on and tell
just...
me when. What about?
Why the hell should I? You're just
Annie,
making trouble.
What's oh, my God. Shouting? I brought somebody to see you. What's the matter? You've been drinking.
No, we haven't. One brandy. For medicinal purposes. You could have rung the bell.
I've got a key. Where's he got to? Lyle!
I'm in here, Lewis.
He's having a look at the bedrooms. Hand me that bottle, Layla.
Why?
I'm putting it back in the drinks cupboard. You don't want any more, I hope. It's not even 11 o'clock, you know.
No, I mean, why is he looking at the bedrooms? Who is he?
He's a TV director, Lyle Meredith.
Who?
Lyle Meredith. You must have heard of him.
No, I haven't, but I still
look,
don't
I'm
know.
I'm trying to tell you. He's looking for an outside location for a television film. Very big stuff. Real prestige production. And I think this place will suit him down to the ground.
Lewis,
now, don't
I don't
interrupt me, Addie, please. He'll be down in a minute. Now, naturally, he's going to want to see the flat as well. Have you got a key, or are they there?
They were in the garden, but, Lewis, wait a minute.
Addie, this is no time for an argument just at the moment. All right.
I just think you might have asked me first.
Oh, I should ask you if you wanted to make £300 a day for doing nothing. Hey, Layla.
It's Lila!
Somebody call me?
Oh, Lila. I'd like you to meet Addie Spencer. It's her house.
Addie?
Short for Adelaide, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't be afraid. That's a great name. And I like your house, too.
Oh, thank you. This is Lila Franklin.
How do you do?
Hi. Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah. Yep. Nice size. Good room. Oh, I like this ceiling.
Original Georgian.
Oh, is that right? And you could knock another window into this wall, couldn't you?
Oh, yes, no problem.
For a television play?
Now, come and have a look downstairs, Lyle. A kitchen and dining room, all on garden level.
Right, I'll go down by myself, okay? I can visualize better on my own. You know what I mean? Okay if I wander around, Adelaide?
Yes, of course.
Great. Through here, yeah?
That's right, stairs on the left. I think he likes it.
Louis, how long would he want to use it?
Oh, I don't know, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Would Addy have to move out?
Oh, yes, I should think so. You never know, the company might run to a posh hotel.
But when would it be? Is he going to decide today? Or will I have time to think about it?
Now, if Addy, I don't want... love, questions. I don't know. I have no idea. I thought you'd be grateful. You might come out of this with a few £1,000, you know.
Oh, I am, Louis. I am.
Wouldn't put in a new window, surely.
Oh, he was talking about fixing up a fake one. Back projection and all that. I'm amazed you haven't heard of him, Addy. He's a number one name in telly. Soon be doing international feature films, no doubt about it. He's told me. It's what he wants to do.
He looks about 11.
Hello?
Isn't it wonderful about the TV play? We're thrilled.
No, it isn't really decided yet, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, but he says he loves it, don't you, Mr. Meredy?
What? Oh, yep, love it. Hey, Adelaide, you've got a fantastically beautiful garden here.
Oh, thank you.
Think the house is right, Lyle?
Oh, right. No doubt about it, Ace.
Ah, that's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful, Addy?
We're just taking him up to see our flat, Mrs. S.
We've had a marvellous idea.
Myra?
Oh, sorry, Victor. Victor's had a marvellous idea.
Well, nothing to it, really. Obvious. When they're filming in your part of the house, you can come up to us, and when they're in the flat, we'll pop down to you. Mr. Meredith, I say, not that way. We go round the other side.
Oh, my God. My God.
Look out! Look out! Here comes a big one. Oh, it's going to come all the way up. Pile some more sand on the walls. Quick! Hooray! It's only filled up the moat.
Come on, we're going to have to make the moat bigger.
You said the waves wouldn't come up this far yet.
Well, it's not high tide for 2 hours. Most of them are still breaking all the way down there. See?
Get back, you lily-livered dogs! Get back! You hear me?
You're insane.
No, I'm not. I'm eccentric. That's what they'll call me in Beverly Hills, that eccentric Englishwoman.
Woman?
Well, I am. So are you. We get the curse. We're biologically capable of childbearing. So, where are we? Listen, let's build another wall on the other side of the moat. Down here.
All right. How many children are you going to have, Lila?
None. I told you. I'm not going to get married. I suppose I might have a couple of bastards.
Leave it again, Nanny says. I want 5, at least.
Mad? You'll spend all your time doing the washing, cooking stew.
I wouldn't mind. Anyway, my husband would help. Aren't you always wishing you had brothers and sisters? I am. Bet my mother thought they'd spoil her boring garden. All she ever does. Watch out! Here comes another big one! In the kitchen.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello. Guess what? Great news.
Where's Roberta?
Must have shut the front door on her.
Charlie, what's the news?
We're getting married.
Oh, hooray, hooray.
Is Roberta pregnant?
Yes. Isn't it terrific? Sorry, love.
I should bloody well think so too, you great pig.
But do you think they'll agree to leave? Will they really go?
Of course they will. Your own son? Your first grandchild? Anyway, the Nelsons are good, kind, honest people. Remember? They'll have to go.
Oh, Roberta, I'm so glad you've changed your mind about living here.
Well, we decided our squat wasn't ideal for family life.
I wanted Charlie and Roberta to move into the flat when the Sandersons left, but they had this obsession about me selling the house.
I really don't want a Roberta. Now, do you believe me?
Well, anyway, if you change your mind, you can always kick us out.
As if I would.
Well, you could buy us out. I mean, if you did sell this place, you could afford to lend us enough to buy a flat.
Is that why you wanted me to sell it?
Well, it was one of the reasons,
well,
yes.
Not for me?
No, not Roberta. She's an idealist. I'm the crass, practical one. That's why we're such a good couple. A matter of fact, I do agree with all that stuff Roberta said to you about selling, Mum.
The new life. The new space.
Oh, I know it sounds corny. I just thought Addie wouldn't ever be really free unless she got rid of this house.
Free?
Well, you know, of the past and then the whole family bit.
Bit? But, Roberta, you're just starting on it.
Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm quite pleased about it. But you could be completely independent now, Addie. You could do whatever you like.
But I am. I do. Except having the Nelsons here. And now they're going. Oh, God, I'm so happy. I'm going straight upstairs now and ask them.
Don't ask. Tell.
Right. Nelsons, depart. Get away from me, Nelsons, and never come back.
They're out. I saw them going.
Oh, did they say where?
A board meeting or something. Myra was wearing a pink hairnet with little stars on it.
Oh.
She told me she'd made it herself.
Oh, well, I'll catch them as soon as they get back. You'll come up with me, Lila, won't you?
You bet you're a sweet ass, baby.
Well, I can't help it, Mrs. S. I am very, very sorry.
But we're ever so happy for you. Oh, glamorous granny.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, it's only my own selfishness speaking, I'll admit that. Mrs. S. has been an ideal landlady, Mrs. Franklin. Ideal.
We'll never find such a nice place again. Victor's right. We'll be heartbroken to go. It's the loveliest place we've ever lived in, and so reasonable. We told Mrs. S. the first day we saw it that she could get three times as much rent.
You did?
Oh, yes, but she wouldn't hear of charging us another penny.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's back to the outskirts of town with us again, eh, Myra?
Oh, dear, and we did so hate it out in the sticks. Never mind. It's an ill wind, isn't it? We won't have to worry our heads about your future anymore, Mrs. S., having the little family up here. Oh, love.
I'll tell you something. That box room would convert into a fine little playroom.
Oh, Victor, yes, it would. Perfect.
Now, what do you want to do? You want to cut an opening through the roof for a little skylight and...
I love them. They're wonderful. They're angels. They're going. They'll be gone and I'll never see them again. I adore them.
So was Lewis pleased?
I don't know. He didn't sound all that thrilled on the phone. Oh, well, it's probably because he was in the middle of a conference. He hates to be interrupted. He won't be able to come to meet us at the cinema.
Oh, shame.
Doesn't matter. We can go. I'm not letting anything spoil today. It's probably the happiest day of my life. You go in and get the tickets, Lila. I'll find a place to park.
Will you, do you think?
If I don't, I'll park on a double yellow line. Today, who cares about a traffic ticket?
Right on.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Meredith.
Listen, if you don't call me Lyle, I can't call you Adelaide, and I want to, okay?
Okay. Wouldn't you know, the one time I don't care if I find a parking meet or not, I do.
Ah, the Zen way of life.
Is it?
I don't know, it could be. You look wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I feel wonderful. Have you decided about my house?
Oh, well, I... Listen, come and have a drink.
I can't now. I'm meeting somebody at the cinema.
Well, would you come out to dinner with me sometime?
I don't know. Yes. Yes, I would. But why? Why?
Well, we thought a lot about it last night, Mum, and we decided it would be taking advantage of you.
Charlie, it wouldn't. How can you say that?
It would just completely tie you down, Addie. This house becoming a family house again.
But it's what I want. It's exactly what I want.
I know what you mean, Roberta, but the thing is, what about the Nelsons?
Yes, don't you see? If you don't move in, they won't move out. Anyway, you need a place to live.
Well, another flat's turned up, actually.
But that isn't the main reason. Really, it isn't. I should never have let Charlie persuade me about moving in here in the first place.
The thing is, Mum, you might well change your mind about selling this place. And as Roberta said last night, if we're living here, you're inhibited from selling. But with the Nelsons living here, you're positively encouraged.
But I do not want
to... I didn't say that. Lewis did.
Lewis?
How does he get in here?
Roberta, we promised him we wouldn't...
You did. I didn't. I thought you said he'd be here at 6. It's nearly 7.
Well, he often does get held up at the office. It's not really his fault. Addie, you don't sound very mad at him to me.
Oh, I am. Do you want anything to eat, Lila? They've got very good quiche.
No, the wine's fine. Listen, I'm going to push off as soon as he does come.
No, don't. Stay.
Addie, if you're going to have a row with
him... I'm not. But you said you...
No, no, not a row. There's no need for that. I'm simply going to tell him...
To stop taking over your life and stop plotting behind your back and stop treating you like a backward child of five.
Well, yes. Yes. Anyway, it'll be easier with you here.
You're afraid of him.
No, I'm not. Don't be so silly. Of course I'm not.
Now, listen. What's the worst that can happen if you just tell him off?
He might leave.
You are in love with him.
It's not that exactly. Listen. I'm used to having a man. I don't mean sex. I mean, if I don't have someone, if I'm not sort of part of a couple, I feel even more of a failure.
What is this failure? What do you mean? You're not.
Oh, Lila, I'm a failed Catholic. I'm a failed breeder. I am one child, three miscarriages. I'm a failed wife.
What?
Well, I couldn't keep him, could I? Also, I have no particular talents. Oh, well, I'm a good gardener. But I don't do anything that means anything with my life, and what I feel like most of the time is a boring old bag.
My God, this is the sin against the Holy Ghost gone mad. Addie, you are not old or boring. As a matter of fact, you are 700 times too good for Lewis. And if
the
you
whole
only...
thing about the house is the worst failure of all. It's absolutely true what they said, of course. The only reason I'd sell it would be to get away from the Nelsons. And who put them there?
Do you really think you might sell?
Well, it's the only last resort I have.
You know, Addie, I can't really understand why it's all so fantastically crucial to you. I'm keeping it, I mean.
It isn't. It's just... Oh, I don't know. It would feel like some kind of amputation, losing that house.
Memories and the past and all that?
No, no, I think what it is that without it, I wouldn't really know who I was.
Oh, well, maybe that would be a good thing. Could find out. Discover a whole new you.
You're sounding American again.
I don't see why. I only...
Oh, shh. Here comes Lewis.
Hello, hello, hello. Sorry I'm a little late.
Little?
Hello, Lewis. That's all right.
I better order another bottle. What's this wine, then? Oh, that's no good. Waiter! Well, well. All you girls do is drink together, eh?
Well, we've only had...
We're not really girls.
Sorry. No offense. Ladies. Waiter!
I've always quite liked thinking of myself as a woman.
Oh, you never told me Layla was a rabid feminist, Addie.
I'm not, Louis.
It's Lewis.
I know.
Aren't you going to sit down, Louis?
It's all right, Addie. Don't fuss. Just getting the waiter. Waiter! It's deaf. Ah, here he comes. So, I hear Charlie's let the cat out of the bag.
Help you?
Give us a bottle of the 79 Rhone.
Right.
Actually, it wasn't Charlie. It was Roberta.
Oh, yeah, I might have known.
That's right. Just another troublesome female trying to get in on the act.
Do I sense a tiny touch of temper here? What seems to be the problem?
Well, if you really want to know, the problem
Lila.
Is that...
Easy one, sir.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, the problem is...
Nothing.
Yes, that'll do. Pour it out. Have some of this, Layla. It'll calm you down. Cheers, Addie, old thing.
Lewis, why did you go to Charlie and Roberta behind my back?
Put yourself together, sweetie. If I'd tried to talk to them with you there, you wouldn't have let me get a word in edgeways.
What I mean is, you shouldn't have talked to them at all. And offering them another flat, it really wasn't any of your business.
Cheers, Lewis. Marvellous wine.
What? What are you talking about, Addie? You are my business. Aren't you my girl, eh? Oh, sorry, sorry. Woman. You're my woman, yes?
Well, yes, but...
Buts me no buts. Unless it's your own nice little buts.
Dear God.
I mean, what's all this hoity-toity act? I had a little chat with Charles and Bert because I was concerned that their thinking wasn't clear.
They just didn't understand what would be best for them.
Whereas you do.
Whereas I do, exactly. And I'm talking here not in the short, but in the long term. What you have...
Wait. They said you were talking about me selling the house. You know I don't want to. You know that, Lewis. You're the only one who really understood what I was saying.
I did understand, and I do. I said make your own decisions, and I stick to that. And when the time comes that you do want to sell, if it comes, I'm saying if, you are the one and only person in charge. Absolutely correct. It's your house. Though I did have a little hand in seeing to that, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Of course you did, Lewis. But I still
Now, just
think...
let me finish, sweetie, okay? If you have Charles and Bert and Babykins installed upstairs, you simply will not make any decisions. Isn't that so? And isn't it also true that we can have a reasonable and sensible discussion about all this without anybody getting hysterical? Because I did the groundwork with the youngsters. Prepared you. Do you admit that, Addie?
Well,
honestly, Lewis, you make Addie sound like some kind of irresponsible nut, which she isn't.
Of course she isn't. She's just a very, very emotional lady. And that's what I love about her. So, forgive me, sweetie. Say you forgive me for caring a little too much about what happens to you. Go on, say it.
Oh, well, yes. I forgive you. Terrific. And you're still stuck with the Nelsons. Forever.
Yes.
God. You don't have any more ideas, then?
I think I've run out. Let's face it, Ad, the Nelsons are bigger than both of us.
Oh, for heaven's sake, let's forget about the Nelsons for once. More wine, ladies. Oh, there I go again. I think I'll just call you chaps, huh? More wine, chaps.
Do you know what I think?
What?
I think it must be time for the last resort.
The what? What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
Yes.
It really is the best thing, I'm sure of it.
It's the only thing.
What? What is?
I'm sorry, Addie. You must feel awful.
Well, I do. And I don't. It's odd. In a way, it's a sort of relief. Just finally deciding to do it.
Do what?
I tell you what's good about it. You're the one who did the deciding. I think maybe we've taken a giant step here, buddy.
Oh, Lila.
Addie.
Oh, sorry, Lewis. What?
Would you have the courtesy to tell me what you two are talking about? I am here, you know.
Addie's going to sell the house.
No. Addie, sweetheart.
You will be glad about it eventually, Ad, I promise you.
Well, of course she'll be glad. For one thing, she's going to get one hell of a wonderful price.
I'll go and see the estate agents tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. I have to go to Manchester.
Well, I think I can manage that on my own.
Hang on. No need to go mad here. Don't want to jump straight into the deep end.
Why not?
Well, we might decide you didn't want to go through an agent at all. We could advertise. Matter of fact, I think the best thing is if you just let me handle all that.
Thanks, Lewis. It's very sweet of you, but I think it would be better if I did it myself.
That's right, Lewis, don't you think? The one and only person in charge? You did say that.
Well, yes, but... But there is another thing, Addie. What makes you think the Nelsons will agree to go?
Why shouldn't they? They were all ready to move out for Charlie and Roberta.
Well, a family thing, maybe. But selling the house is a different kettle of poisson altogether. I think you may well find they'll stay put. Sitting tenants, you see, puts them in a very strong position.
No, Lewis, you're wrong. You don't know them. They'll go if it's the best thing for me. I'll talk to them in the morning. I know they'll agree.
Of course we will, Mrs. S., won't we, Victor?
Well, we...
What a disappointment about your son not moving in. It's been our tragedy not having children, so we can imagine just how you feel, can't we, Victor?
Well, yes.
And now you want to make a fresh start, turn over a brand new leaf. Well, hooray for you, Mrs. S. That's what I say. My goodness, Victor and I...
Myra, yes? If I could just speak...
Oh, of course. Sorry, Victor.
Mrs. S., it wouldn't be right for us to move out of this flat. I'm sorry, but it wouldn't be right.
What, Victor?
A moment, please. As Myra said, when it was a question of your son and his little family taking over, we didn't hesitate. Certainly not. Out we go. From those who have to those who need, as Karl Marx said. But this is a different matter. Myra and I are to be made homeless in the name of exploitation, expropriation and capital monopoly.
I don't know what you mean.
In a nutshell, Mrs. S., you want to get a good price, and we are in your way.
But, Victor, the house belongs to Mrs. S.
By a fluke of fortune, yes. You married the wrong man, if I may put it that way. You divorced him, and through the clever machinations of your solicitor, the house became your property.
Mr. Nelson, I really think
that... I am not condemning. Perish the thought. I could never condemn you for anything, Mrs. S.
Oh, no, we couldn't.
And I hope you'll forgive me for bringing up painful personal matters.
Oh, yes, Victor. I do think you're being rather hurtful. It's not like you.
Myra, may I finish?
Sorry, Victor.
Now, let me just put the case to you, Mrs. S. You and your husband, your then-husband, bought this house in the 60s for what, about £5,000?
£4,500.
Right. And today you can sell it for about, oh, I expect you'll be asking about £75,000?
£80,000.
Hmm. And even taking inflation into account, that is in fact an astronomical profit, isn't it? Now, Mrs. S., you are a single woman. Do you honestly expect to spend £80,000 on a new home?
Well, no.
Exactly. But... So the whole thing revolves around the profit principle, as I was saying. And it is for this principle that Myra and I must leave this flat, the place we've loved better than any we've ever lived in.
Oh, yes, that is true. We've been so happy here.
And we'll never find another place like it. Because, Mrs. S., you have been so fair and just a landlady. A rare breed, almost extinct. But now you are putting all these ideals to one side, and because you wish to make an enormous amount of money, unearned money, I have to say this, Myra and I are to be banished again to the dingy, depressing suburbs of London.
Yes. Yes, I do see all that. I hadn't thought. Oh, Mrs. S., I know Victor doesn't mean to be unkind, but you do see what he means.
Yes, I do.
Well, I bloody well don't. How could you just stand there and take all that? The profit principle. My God, what a hypocrite.
But he isn't, Lila. Can't you see everything he says is right?
Right, my ass. He's only saying it because he wants to hang on to his little low rent pad. He's the one who's being greedy. Oh, I've got it.
What?
Offer them money. Bribe them. Buy them out. Come to think about it, I bet that's what he was angling for.
You know Mr. Nelson's not like that. He just isn't.
Oh, Addie. I never know whether you always believe the best of everybody or whether it's just that you always believe the worst of yourself.
You agreed with me that they are good, didn't you? They are, Lila. They're probably saints. You couldn't possibly bribe them.
Oh, God. Lewis is going to be so pleased. In the right again. Oh, that'll be that TV director. He rang while you were upstairs.
Oh, did he? Oh.
Well, going to answer it?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes. Hello?
Adelaide. I've got some terrible news for you. I can't buy your house.
Buy it?
Oh, it's that Zen story all over again. Finally, somebody buys my farmhouse in Suffolk, so finally I can buy a house in London. It doesn't matter anymore, because I don't need a house in London. I'm going to Hollywood, so I'm not going to buy it.
But I thought you just wanted it for filming. Anyway, how did you know it was for sale?
Oh, yeah, right. You're right, I'm getting confused here. I think I'm a little bit overexcited.
About Hollywood?
Yeah, I just heard today. I'm really trying to be laid back about it all, but it's impossible. Oh, listen, Adelaide, listen. I get to do this big feature film on a story by this crazy South American. A fantastic, amazing story. Will you come out to dinner tonight?
I can't tonight.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, all right.
I'll pick you up about 7:30, okay?
Fine.
Bye, Adelaide.
Goodbye, Lyle.
Lyle, huh? Aha.
There is no aha about it. I'm just going out to have supper with him.
Is this the silver lining at last? How old is he anyway? About 35, I bet. Just right. The younger man.
Lila, really? You're forgetting Lewis.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, you're being silly. There's absolutely nothing in this. And even if there were, there couldn't be. Lyle's going to California to make a film.
So? Your best friend lives in California, remember? About 45 minutes from Hollywood.
Shut up! Oh, God. What am I going to wear?
Are there any of that Tizer left?
A bit, but it'll be warm. I meant to put the bottle in a rock pool.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, there's a lot.
Want some?
Yeah, no, thank you. It'll be disgusting.
No, it isn't. It's quite nice. Delish, in fact. Here, try it.
All right.
It is nice. Told you. The last of the summer wine.
The last of the summer everything.
Do you know something? We've known each other for 9 years. It's nearly a decade.
Do you think we still will 9 years from now?
Don't be such a dolt. Of course we will. We'll always know each other.
Yes. We should really be going.
Oh, not yet. Do we have to?
It takes much longer to get back because of going up the cliffs.
I don't ever want to leave this beach. I don't want today to be over.
We can come back here again next summer.
It won't be the same.
How was Manchester?
Well, much as usual. Boring. You look a bit down in the dumps. Where's the car?
It's only a block away. Sorry, I couldn't find a meter.
Well, Eddie, I'm not going to say I told you so, but this is another example of you being so positive about something and so wrong. You won't listen to me.
I know.
Now, you mustn't get in a state about it. We'll get round it somehow.
I don't see how we can.
Well, you just leave it to me. I'll have a talk with Nelson.
You'll never get him to change his mind.
Oh, yes, I will. I'm not having that little weed pushing you around.
Oh, Lewis, it would be so wonderful if you could, but I honestly don't see...
Look, sweetie, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Now, don't I?
Yes, but you don't realize...
Trust me, all right? You just trust me. Sometimes I think you really don't appreciate me.
Oh, I do. Of course I do.
Enough to marry me, Eddie?
Lewis!
I hope you're not going to go all coy on me and say this is so sudden.
Mrs. Nelson, what's wrong? Are you all right?
Is he there, Sam?
No, she's gone to Euston Station.
Oh, dear!
Don't cry, Mrs. Nelson. Look, come in, come in.
I never would have believed it of Victor. It's such a dreadful shock.
Mrs. Nelson, you haven't told me what...
Oh, my back is what has hurt me most. We've never had secrets from each other.
Could you just...
He's been doing this evening class on Marxian thought. And many of the night he's kept me up well past our bedtime trying to explain it all to me. So naturally I thought he was being sincere. Victor is a sincere man, Mrs. Franklin.
Oh, absolutely. But...
To meet in a cafe behind my back.
A cafe?
To tell me he was having his sinuses and couldn't go jogging. To lie to me. Oh, Mrs. Franklin, I'm not saying I'll never forgive him for it, but I can never, never forget this. I said to him, how can you expect me to honour and obey when I've been betrayed?
Mrs. Nelson, you don't
Oh,
mean...
he says he did it for my sake, and I know that is partly true, and of course he always has been fascinated by show business.
Show business?
He desperately wanted to go on the stage as a child, and he still hankers sometimes. Drawn by the glamour of the life. Well, we all have our little weaknesses, don't we?
Yes, yes. But
so I suppose it's natural that he'd want to help a famous television director, do him a good turn.
Wait a minute. Do you mean Lyle Meredith?
Yes, but I said to Victor, why couldn't Mr. Meredith and Mr. Binder have been open about it all? Not to speak of you, a man of honour, Victor. Why all this deception and deceit and sneaking into cafes? Jog past that cafe every day, Mrs. Franklin. It simply breaks my heart to think that when I went past this morning, my Victor would have ducked out of sight in case I happened to look through the window.
Mrs. Nelson, open about what? Why did they meet Mr. Nelson in the cafe?
Oh, not they. Him. Mr. Binder. Well, he rang up early this morning. I was getting the breakfast, so Victor took it. He told me it was a wrong number. The first little fib. Then it's he won't come jogging, so off I go alone. But this afternoon it was me who answered the phone, and who is it but Mr. Binder saying thank you to us both and that he'd be in touch. Thank you for what? I said to Victor, utterly at sea. Then it all came out.
What all came out?
About Mr. Binder selling this house for Mrs. S. to Mr. Meredith without telling her.
What?
Mr. Binder was offering us £5,000 to stay here until Mr. Meredith had sold his place in the country so nobody else could buy this house. A bribe, Mrs. Franklin? I couldn't believe my ears. Victor, I said, this is corruption. You are no better than a town councillor or a policeman, I said. Oh, he is sorry for it now. Oh, yes.
Lila!
Abby! Is Lewis with you?
No, I dropped him at the office. Lila, he's asked me to marry him.
Oh, my God. I hope you said no.
What do you mean I said yes?
Well, you'll just have to take it back. In fact, we'd better drive straight back to his office now and tell him. Oh, it's raining, isn't it? We'd better take an umbrella. Is the car out in front?
Lila, I don't want to drive back to the office. I'm going to marry Lewis.
No, you're not. Come on, Addie. Let's not waste any more time. God, I can't stand it! That terrible man sitting there all smug, thinking he's engaged to you.
But he is.
Addie, I absolutely promise you he isn't. Come on, please. I'll tell you all about it on the way.
Look, you can just see our beach from here. Down there. Oh, yes. There's our poor castle. We should have built it further back. The sea would get it eventually. Yes.
Didn't I say it all along? The man is a total and utter fink.
So that's what Lyle Meredith meant about buying my house. There never was a film at all. My God! The whole thing was a conspiracy.
Yes, but it was Lewis who set it up.
Typical.
Taking over your life again. Now, Lyle didn't even know you then, remember? I don't think you should be mad at him.
Well,
just be mad at Lewis. Okay?
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about that.
And even corrupting Mr. Nelson, I just can't believe it.
Neither could Mrs. Nelson. Saint Victor.
She was shattered.
Well, here we are. I suppose I'd better go up there. Oh, dear. I'm going to hate this.
Why? Why? I tell you who would absolutely love it.
Nanny. Nanny? Oh, Nanny. I'd forgotten all about her.
Well, you made her up, Ad. Go on. Go and scare the hell out of Lewis with Nanny.
Right. I bloody well will.
Language, please, Nanny says. I don't suppose you'd like me to come with you. Oh, I'd love to see his face.
No, thanks, Lila. I expect I'd better do this bit on my own. Come on. If we're not back before 7, she'll start calling out the lifeboats.
Oh, all right.
Come along then, Nanny says. Best foot forward, quick march.
Lila, are you coming or aren't you?
Coming. Wait, I'm coming.
That was Sea Changes by Alwyn Weimark, with Anne Bell as Addie and Maureen O'Brien as Lila. Lewis was played by Nicholas Courtney, Victor by Rod Beecham, Myra by Maggie McCarthy, Charlie by Scott Cherry, Roberta by Teresa Stretfield, Lyle Meredith by William Hope, Mr. Carr by Clive Panto, Miss Gibson by Narissa Knights, and Miss Johnson by Ellen McIntosh. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.